This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has resoundingly defeated a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with the Trump administration getting support only from the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Iran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia, China strongly opposed the resolution, but didn't need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled on October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's foreign minister Ann Lind said that in a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrest, and fraud in connection with the election. Once the list is finalized, each individual or entity will have to be approved unanimously. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus have been found on imported frozen food, with some saying that they would avoid the products. The discovery of food contaminated with coronavirus in China has caused alarm among some shoppers there, although the World Health Organization and also U.S. Food and Drug Administration say there's no evidence food is a source of infection. 2 cities in China reported that they found the virus in frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil and shrimp from Ecuador. This is VOA News. The Argentina biotech firm working on the production of 400 million doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for Latin America said on Friday it could begin shipping the active substance of the products to Mexico for completion. The news of the development of a potential vaccine in Argentina and Mexico has raised hopes in Latin America, which has seen just under a third of global deaths and cases and continues to be one of the worst hotspots. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted. That's according to the Washington Post Friday. The Postal Service is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time that the need for timely delivery of the mail is peaking, service has been curtailed amid cost-cutting and efficiency measures ordered by the Trump administration and the appointed new Postmaster General. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's office at the Postal Service's Inspector General was looking into reports of service disruptions and other issues. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a news conference Friday that he would free billions of dollars for the Postal Service if congressional Democrats give us what we want in coronavirus relief package negotiations. Meanwhile, New Jersey's governor announced that his state would move to a nearly all mail-in voting process for November's election. The United States said on Friday it has seized 4 Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said with the assistance of foreign partners, this seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from 4 tankers was approximately 1.1 million barrels of fuel, making it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. It did not specify when, where, or how that seizure took place. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them of their main source of revenue in its bid to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and change the behavior of Iran's government. It has also threatened to sanction any ship owners and vessels involved in oil trade with Tehran and Caracas. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.